Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of I Need Wine. I know we missed last week, but it was Thanksgiving week. And honestly, if you were cooking like me,
not me,
nobody had time to podcast. I didn't have time to podcast. If you cook Thanksgiving dinner, you know it starts on Monday.
Yeah, you were cooking, yeah, Monday.
Well, you have to
Well, you were
getting my stuff, prepping.
What's it called? To put
Brining my turkey. Yeah, I was brining making my turkey on Tuesday, my turkey went in for Brian. Mm-hmm. My turkey was absolutely fall apart delicious.
Super juicy?
Yeah.
Mm. You cook it in the oven?
Yeah, I did. Mm-hmm. For 8 hours.
I kind of want to smoke my turkey next year. I didn't make one.
I think I'm going to deep fry my turkey next year.
Yeah. See, okay, let's have Thanksgiving together and we'll have smoked turkey and deep fried turkey.
And deep fried turkey. Yeah, that'd have been good.
Was it just you guys?
Abar's mom came over. She stopped by. Him and her sister. Her and his sister.
Oh, and her kids.
No, just her and the sister.
The sister didn't bring the kids.
No, the sister doesn't have kids.
The little sister. Yeah. Okay, but he does have another sister. Yeah, don't look at me like I'm crazy. No.
She did family. Yeah. She did Thanksgiving with her family.
Got it. Little sister, yeah.
Yeah, little sister. Baby sister. I'm like, huh?
You're like, she does not have kids.
Mom and the sister came over, and it was just me, him, and Holly. Cool. I made everything. I made banana pudding.
I saw.
I made peach cobbler. My mom sent me some pies. Mm. Shout out to Teabag's Corner for the can of sweet potato pies.
Did she tell you how to make the banana pudding also?
She did.
Okay. I was going to say, you made her banana pudding, right?
Well, everything I make is hers. Yeah. For the most part. But I
saw her brining her turkey as well.
Oh, yeah. This is my first year making a turkey.
All by yourself?
Just in general. I've never made a turkey
usually
before.
Just go to her house.
Yeah.
And eat her turkey.
All the time.
And, like, bring other stuff.
Yeah. I'm really good with, like...
Sides?
The sides. Mm-hmm. Mac and cheese, yams, greens, all that. But, like, one thing I noticed about Thanksgiving, there's so much fucking pressure on the turkey, bro.
Yeah.
I also made a honey glazed ham, which was good. Absolutely chef's kiss, by the way. Honey glazed ham is nothing but a...
I don't like ham. Don't judge me.
Well, I mean...
My sister loves ham. I like turkey. And I only eat white meat turkey. I do not eat brown meat turkey, which is like a...
I'm not that too.
You know.
I like my ham, but I only eat like maybe two slices.
Yeah.
But I wanted to make it.
I never like... I don't hate it. And when we like have a big Thanksgiving, there's always ham. My sister usually makes the ham. And then I eat a piece because I usually get like a little bit of everything. Yeah. And it's always good. It's just never like...
The go-to.
I need to make it, yeah.
I appreciate a honey glazed ham. I do. I do appreciate it. So.
That's your phone.
Plus. No, it's not.
No?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Plus, I wanted to make everything because I'm like, if I have to host Thanksgiving, I have to know how to make everything.
Yeah, you have to like.
So I've never made a honey glazed ham either, but it's pretty much common sense. So I just feel like there was so much pressure around the turkey. And because it was my first time making a turkey, like, so the turkey has to brine for 2 days. It's already frozen, so, like, it needs time to thaw out.
Yeah.
But I was checking that turkey every 10 minutes. I shit you not. Like a fucking kid in the candy store. Like, I was checking the turkey. I was like, call my mom. Shout out to my mom. I was on the phone with my mom for, like, 2 days straight.
She's like, yes, Ashley. Mm-hmm. What now? What's your question?
Because everything that I, like, potato salad, I never made potato. I love it, but I never made it. Mm-hmm. So, like, she told me how to make that, and then the turkey, and then.
What do you put in your potato salad? This is, like, it's a big deal. Like, what, not, obviously you put potatoes.
Yeah.
But, like, what.
I was going to say potatoes.
Things do you put in there?
So, I put relish, sweet relish. Mm-hmm. I put mayonnaise. Mm-hmm. Mustard. I put green onions.
Mm-hmm. You don't put olives? Mm. Do you like olives?
I love olives, but
not olives need to be in your potato salad.
That's like raisins, baby. Some
no things, raisins are don't.
Some people
put those in the same box. I know it's horrible. Don't do that.
I can get down. I could probably eat down with olives.
Black olives? No, I'm telling you, bomb in your potato salad. Everything else,
I put mayonnaise, green onions, eggs, of course, potatoes, of course, relish.
You don't put mustard?
Uh-uh.
Like a little bit?
I don't really care. I mean,
my mayonnaise to mustard is very like 80-20, like a little.
Yeah.
But
I think like it's just like mustard is more for the color. I think
exactly.
Like, I don't really care.
I don't eat mustard like in sandwiches or anything like that. I just use mayonnaise.
I only eat mustard on tuna because I feel like it gives it like a little.
What?
It gives it a little spice.
Oh my God.
A little spice.
Mustard on tuna?
Yes, I do.
No, only mayonnaise.
But I like my tuna sandwiches, not like a. Whatever. Anyways, the whole point is, that's how I make my goddamn potato salad, and it was absolutely delish. I was very proud of myself.
I expect it at the next summer barbecue.
Oh, baby, I got you.
Now that you're comfortable.
I got you.
Mm-hmm.
I got you.
I love potato salad and macaroni salad.
My mac and cheese was obviously...
Yeah. That's something that you're super comfortable. You probably can make that with your eyes closed.
My mac and cheese is always a hit. And it's always the first thing that's gone.
I made mac and cheese because somebody...
Yeah.
Ditched Friendsgiving. Sorry. So I had to make the mac and cheese last minute.
How did it
turn
out?
It was delicious. I made it in the crock pot. Super easy recipe.
Did you make it with Velveeta?
Yeah. I had like 3 hours. And I don't even have a cheese grater. Why?
You don't need a cheese grater.
Do you use...
And you don't need 3 hours.
Listen. Did you give me the recipe?
I could have.
No, friend, first of all, I don't give a fuck because Velveeta is delicious.
If I knew that you were going to use Velveeta, I would have stopped you in your tracks.
Velveeta is delicious.
Absolutely not. Yeah. Absolutely not.
Now, I like your mac and cheese. It's delicious. But it's just like saying, like, I like real Mexican food, but I also like Taco Bell because it's good. I also like Kraft mac and cheese, okay?
The one thing, okay, and that is true. Okay. And that is true. And that is true. Because I will eat Nacho Bel Grande and I also eat some birria.
Right.
But...
Exactly.
I can't get on
so
the
good.
Velveeta train.
It's so good.
Absolutely.
What kind of cheese do you use? I used only Velveeta and cheddar.
Jessica.
And that's it.
What is your middle name? No. Jessica.
It was bomb. It was bomb.
I'm going to call you by your entire
she's
government.
Mac and cheese shaming me.
Absolutely. I use Gouda
you
cheese.
You can't. You don't get the right because you ditched us. So
I use Gouda cheese.
Would have been eating your mac and cheese.
Sharp cheddar. Mild cheddar.
Yeah, I use sharp cheddar.
Mozzarella. Bitch.
That's it.
But when you canceled it out with Velveeta, you ruined the goddamn whole thing.
The day that this episode drops, we're going to put a poll and see if everybody likes Velveeta. It's delicious.
It is absolutely not.
Yes, it is.
No, it is not.
I shouldn't have told you. I should have just said, I'll make it next time, and then you eat it, and then you'd be like, this is pretty good.
I would have screamed.
You'd have been like, as soon as it hit your lips, is this Velveeta? You're like going through my trash.
I know somebody in my personal life.
Are they going to know that you're talking about them?
Yes. They use Velveeta on every nachos,
like anything.
Burgers.
I've actually never used Velveeta.
And my aunt also uses Velveeta. And
it's good.
I literally cannot stomach Velveeta.
It's so good. You're crazy.
Now, the Kraft mac and cheese, I ain't going to. Listen.
One thing
about
it,
I am not going to play on Kraft mac and cheese. Sponsor me now.
Kraft?
Sponsor me now. I'm not going to play on Kraft mac and cheese, but I ain't going to fuck with Velveeta. I ain't going to judge you, but I'm going to teach you how to cook it the right way.
You're judging me.
I'm going to teach you how to cook some Southern cast iron.
But they're different, like, because I'm like, your mac and cheese is very, like, rich. Yes. And the mac and cheese that I made last minute, because somebody was more like a... fancy crap.
She was an hour away from me, yeah. And I had a migraine.
I also get migraines, so I give her a pass, because sometimes, like, my migraines for real, like, take me out for the whole day. Like, I can't focus on anything. I just, like, lay there. I can't even sleep. Like, they hurt so bad, so I just have to just lay there. And,
it's
like,
just, like,
whatever.
Rocking you.
It's horrible.
Like you're drunk.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's horrible. But, so.
Anyways, I had a fucking migraine, and this bitch is out making Velveeta. That's,
you know what?
That is a ridiculous turn of events, Jessica. Nevertheless, I'm sure it was delicious. I mean, people like their... Listen, if you cook with Velveeta, you cook with Velveeta. For me, I can't stomach it. Some people, they love it. So,
well,
okay.
Just
some people don't like my mac
in your
and cheese,
damn
so it is
potato
what it
salad.
Is. My family would murder me if I put olives in my potato salad. So here's
it's
the thing.
So bomb.
I am a firm believer that you cannot start experimenting...
No, I agree.
On the holidays.
Yes. Yeah, no. 100%.
Don't you fucking come.
You experiment on your own time.
Talking about, I hate when my mom was like, I think I'll put some red wine on my turkey. No, you don't do that. You never have done that. Don't fucking start pissing me off. Because if I have to eat birria on Thanksgiving.
If I have to go and find the one Mexican truck that's there on Thanksgiving.
I'm going to be pissed. I'm going to be pissed. I didn't even go to my mom's house for Thanksgiving. I cooked my own food, but... I was just like, Mom, it's really not the time.
Yeah.
My sister's going to be
mad. My mom
does
that sometimes, too.
Everyone's
going
to be mad if you start. I mean, what the fuck are you drinking?
Yeah.
Eggnog already? Like, why are you trying to start
don't
messing
do
with?
Don't do that. I know. My mom be messing with recipes sometimes.
Moms
I'm like,
do
Mom,
that.
You've made it for 15 years. And now and you everybody loves it. And this is, yeah, this is what you want to do. This is what
you bring.
Yeah.
And it's always the time where you're like, yeah, my mom put a
phone yeah, down. Yeah, it's always the time you're
and
bragging.
And they come and they're like, yeah, I put raisins in it.
Yeah, like, you're like, mom, get the fuck out of here. Like, honestly.
Why did you do that? What possessed you? Now you got to tell your friends like, so now you tell your friends like, bro, that she doesn't always it's cook not it like this.
Exactly like this.
Yeah, like she.
this isn't what I was talking about. Yeah,
this is not, I mean.
She never put raisins in it.
I promise you, back then, my mom was a banging cook. I don't know what has happened.
These years have changed her. She fucking became a grandma.
ASMR I shuffle.
Dutch Bros. Sponsor us.
Sponsor us.
So I haven't drank coffee in like 4 or 5 days, which is a big deal. Like a huge deal for me. I usually drink at least like 2. Like either I'll coffee's go to Dutch Brothers. Yeah. Or I'll make them like at home on my little Nespresso. But I always have coffee. Like every single day. And I haven't. And I felt like okay, because I'll still drink like a Coke Zero or something because I have to have caffeine, otherwise I'll have like a caffeine headache and it's mm-hmm. a whole thing. But I've been getting these from, they're like sugar-free Rebels. They're mm-hmm. kind of, it's kind of like a sugar-free Red Bull, and then I put sugar-free strawberry like syrup in here, mm-hmm. and it's really delicious.
Bomb.
Yeah. I can't have lemonade. I can't have what you have, but
it's
good. I'm going to see how long I can go without coffee. I never used to until I went to the Navy, and it was like a literal, like, I have to or I'm not gonna, like, stay up. Mm-hmm. Because we'd have to stay up for, like, 16 hours and sometimes, like, do, like, a 4-hour, like, it's called a watch, but, like, a little duty in the middle of the night and then get up and be at work at 6. Like, mm-hmm. they didn't give a fuck about sleep.
Yeah.
So you had to have coffee or you couldn't. Because I never liked the taste of coffee. I never used to drink coffee ever, ever, ever. But once you start, like, if you ever have, like, that thing to kind of push you into coffee, yeah. it's really, really fucking hard to stop drinking it.
I pretty much, when I do drink coffee, I drink 80% milk,
uh-huh.
10% coffee, 10% sugar.
Yeah. I mean, mine's pretty light. If you've seen my coffee, it's pretty light. I like a lot of cream in mine, too.
I like a lot of milk and a lot of sugar. Otherwise, I can't. My grandma drinks,
like, a pot
black.
A yeah.
No, she drinks 1 cup a day.
Oh, but black,
she drinks black. No creamer, no sugar, pitch black coffee.
Yeah. Nick drinks black coffee, too.
I just don't know why.
It's not my thing, but
it's not even good.
I'm going to bring a coffee for you next time we record. I'm going to make one at home.
Is it iced? It's warm.
Yeah, it'll be iced. Okay. No, I don't drink hot coffee ever. I don't care if it's 2 degrees outside.
Oh.
Now, is that mine?
Yeah, it's you. It's always you.
No, it was you 5 minutes ago. But, yeah, anyway. So, I saw that you did, a little question box.
I did.
On your...
Oh, shit.
About stuff that people want us to talk about.
Oh, yeah. If you don't follow us on our Instagram, it's I Need Wine Podcast. And we'd be wanting to know what y'all be wanting to talk about because we really
we'll
talk
about
everything.
We'll talk about anything.
And I feel like
even shit we don't even know what the fuck we're talking... We have no business, but we still
no business.
Talk about.
You have no right.
Nope.
She doesn't even go here.
Yep. Still talk about it.
Oh, wow. Someone said, you stop being a bitch. Yikes.
Talking to you?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
I mean, to be fair, I wouldn't have put it exactly like that. But you did say that you've, like, calmed down quite a bit, like, over, the, you know, the last couple years.
Yeah, I'm still a bitch. Yeah, don't get it wrong. Don't get it twisted, baby.
You can just poke me, like, 3 more times than normal.
Exactly. I've just extended my
Not everything deserves a reaction. That's why I was like, I wouldn't put it exactly like that, but.
All right, so I feel like a lot of people want me to talk about my weight gain.
Mm-hmm.
So, drum roll, please. I have an announcement to make. I am full of video.
Oh my god.
I feel like I've been pretty transparent about this weight gain thing, weight loss thing. So back in the day, back when I was in high school, I used to have an eating disorder. So mm-hmm. I used to like take weight loss pills. If you knew me in high school, I was like really, really, really small. So I just had like this mental thing, you know? And so
like body dysmorphia.
Mm-hmm. And so basically when I got older, like as I like the year I graduated and like started going to Berkeley College, mm-hmm. like I really started feeling better about myself and kind of like really getting out of that. And then so I had just gotten my body like I had just came to terms like, girl, you have a nice body,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? And then I got pregnant, so I blew up.
Yeah.
And when I got pregnant, I was pretty much 200 pounds. It's like 197 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And so then I went on a diet and I started working out really intensely to lose the weight. And then I lost the weight. And so I got down to 150 initially. This was years ago when Holly was first born. Yeah. And I wanted to stay 150, but the weight just kept dropping off. And so I ended up being back at 119 pounds when Holly was like a few months old.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Who's calling me? Oh, my goodness. My mom, my sister. Guys, not a good time. Yeah, so then I lost all the weight, and then I think I was just, like, really, people say, oh, you're on drugs. No, I was I think I was just really, especially when I was living at that condo.
Yeah.
I was really skinny.
Yeah, you were really small.
But I was, like, really stressed.
Yeah.
I was, like,
I was just about to say that.
Stressed out. And I was eating, but, like, I think because I was stressed, I would go days where, like, I wouldn't really eat. You know what I'm saying? So I was really skinny. And then, so, up until, like, a couple months ago, I was just, like, you know what, like, you want to gain some weight. You need to gain some weight. It's fine to gain some weight. Gain the weight and then worry about toning it and tightening it.
Yeah.
And I just started going fucking ham. Like, I really did. And honestly, I've never been happier.
Yep, that'll do it.
I saw some comments. People are like, who feels happier gaining weight, especially when everyone's talking about her? Like, at the end of the day, I don't give a fuck, okay? Yeah. I eat good-ass food, and not everybody wants to be super skinny. Not everybody wants... Some people are skinny because they literally cannot gain weight.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? I take after my dad. My dad is a very small man, so I just couldn't do it. But did I want to gain weight? Absolutely. And do I feel sexy at a size 12? Absolutely. I feel like... this is a woman body. Mm-hmm. I don't feel unhealthy. I mean, I just feel, like, confident. I feel like I'm filling out my clothes.
Yeah.
I feel like it looks good. So to answer your question, I'm not pregnant. I'm very much on the Mirena, and my birth control is very much in there trooping around and patrolling the uterus.
Knock on some wood.
That is glass.
Shh. They didn't know that.
Well, the point is, I've been on the Mirena since Holly was born. I've never had a pregnancy scare.
Right.
So.
Yeah, I feel like you get to a point.
Very responsible with my cooter.
Like, first of all, you shouldn't. People, like, the audacity that people have to just comment on people's weight is pretty wild. On both sides of the spectrum.
Especially because I feel like I'm only 100 and almost 50 pounds.
Right.
So
they're acting.
Yeah. That is such a normal,
like, weight. Healthy weight. Yeah.
That is such a healthy a size 12 is a good size.
Yeah.
I got ass. I got a lot of ass and a lot of thighs.
If I didn't, then you'd be like a 6 or an 8.
But then you'd be saying I want cocaine.
Right.
It can't be both.
You can't. Yeah. You can't win. I mean, you really never will. And I feel like you're getting to a point where you can see that and you don't care anymore.
No,
but
I really don't care.
But I just feel like, when you comment on somebody, like, from being super skinny, right? You're like, oh, you're on drugs or this. It's like, you need to think about, one, it could be, like, a medical thing. Mm-hmm. And then, two, it could just be how you said. Like, I could be super fucking stressed and depressed, and I don't want to eat. Mm-hmm. And then on the opposite side, you can be super fat or whatever, and people commenting on that. And you're like, maybe I'm super depressed, and all I want to do is fucking eat. So, like, you don't know how people, what they're going through, and you shouldn't. If they're happy and if they say that they're fine and fucking not that you even have to address if you're pregnant or not, but, like, you really need to learn to, like, stay out of people's, like...
business.
Yeah, when it comes to that, because it's so touchy, especially with social media and stuff.
And it's so toxic. And I think it's, only with the social media...
Nothing good comes from it.
...that people feel like they can say things like that, but it's, like...
For instance, it still hurts.
When people were calling me skinny... Every single time I would say, well, you're just a fat ass bitch.
Right.
Oh,
then you're
my
the monster.
God. The comments would be, how dare you? People don't see being skinny and fat as the same thing. But really, in all reality, it's like, to each his own.
Yeah.
Some women might feel sexy at a 16, and that is where the fuck they want to be.
Yeah.
Some women might be sexy at a 1 or a 00, and that's where they want to be. Me, personally, I'm a black girl. I wanted some thick thighs and a thick booty. I was tired of being skinny. So I did that. You know what I'm saying? And some people get a BBL and some people pack it on naturally.
Yeah.
Not to mention, I was talking to somebody and they were like, yeah, usually when you're like 24, 25, 26, you start seeing your grown woman weight.
100%. Yeah.
And so I was going to say, I couldn't gain weight before, but now, like, I feel like it just came and it's here.
Yep. I was going to say, because I was thinking about me, and I'm like, well, okay, but I'm 31. I was like, yep, she's right at that age where she's going to start getting, like, you're not, like, you don't have the teenager body anymore. Yeah. And even me where
and I want. And that's what I was struggling with mentally prior to my weight gain.
Yeah.
And it got worse after I got my tits done. Because mm-hmm. before, my tits were, like, super saggy and everything, but, like, my whole body was cohesive. It was,
yeah.
you know what I'm saying, what it was supposed to be.
Right.
So then when I got my tits done, I felt odd because my body was so small, and I didn't expect my tits to look so big. Like, and my shoulders yeah. looked so broad, and my chest was so prominent because my body right. was so tiny. So I thought getting my tits done would make me feel more womanly, but it didn't. It only made me more insecure yeah. because then I started to realize, well, bitch, you got these big-ass Wendy Williams knockers.
Yep. Now my butt doesn't look as big yeah. because these are so big. Now everything looks...
Yeah. yeah. So now that I've gained the weight, I feel like
it's You're perfect. You're like, oh, I'm good.
I got the booty. Yep. I got a little bit of stomach. I got the thighs. Yep. And I got the tits.
Yep. And now you even have that, like, little bit of natural, like, thickening of your yes. chest, too. So it just matches. Everything looks... I know. People are so horrible.
I'm ready to be in a thong bikini, baby. You're right I don't now. Have to hit not nah gym before I'm ready to get out in them streets.
We're going to hit the gym just for... our health not
it took me so long to get comfortable with who I am
yeah
and I feel like especially with this generation it's gonna be that much more hard because we're always comparing
mm-hmm.
and I just feel like that's why my comments are off because yeah. it's like
yeah I don't care I saw somebody say something I don't know if it was like on a T page or maybe it was on your page when you did have comment it was recent though and somebody was like you know, talk about your weight, like, always, and say, they were like, oh, yeah, like, she definitely got her ass done, and this and that, and I'm just like, you know, when you gain weight, some people are blessed to where it goes to the right places.
And here's another thing, I'm very open.
Yeah, you're if like, I, you know if I got
you know my- I got my tits done, I have a, you, people are always like, you why don't you honest about your tits, babe? The YouTube video was up yeah. 2 years ago yeah. when I got my tits done. I was very transparent. I've said who did it. I've said how much I paid.
Mm-hmm.
I've said that I don't regret it. I would do it again in an instant. I want all my friends to feel my tits and get true. Their tits done.
yep.
So
getting them soon.
You know, I'm not anti-surgery, and I'm not going to hide something from people who don't pay for anything.
Yeah.
So... yes, I got my tits done, and my ass is real. My yep. just, but my ass has always been.
I was going to say, because even when you were tiny, you still had an ass, so it's like.
Remember, I was hosting twerk classes at my tiniest.
Hello, Zoom.
So, I've always had a little bit of booty, mm-hmm. but now it's just
expanded. Now I have a lot of bit of booty. I got a lot of bit of booty.
And praise God, I didn't have to.
Pay for it.
Feel like I got hit by a truck to yeah, get no, it, because no. I was considering a BBL. Don't play with me.
Highly considered.
Highly considered. And I'm keeping real about that. Yeah. So anyways, that was that. And I want to address that because everyone's always like, are yeah, you pregnant? It's are you such pregnant? A big thing. But listen, when I get pregnant, you bitches ain't gonna know. I know I just you're said got, I'm
you're
open.
Going Kylie on them, huh?
I just said I'm open. I'm an open book.
Girl, no, I'm not.
But when it comes to pregnancy, I really feel like there's a strange obsession with people trying to expose people's uh-huh. pregnancy or tell people's for pregnancy sure. or, you know what I'm saying? It's like, I'm not pregnant now, but when I get pregnant,
You'll only know when I want you to.
I'm thinking if I'm going to do it 2024, mm-hmm. 25.
Yeah.
But if I get pregnant, I'm going to keep that a secret till the baby comes out. Because y'all not going to stress me the whole pregnancy. You're mm-hmm. just not. I know people say, oh, you signed up for it. Well, I'm going to unsign. And yeah. I'm going to tell y'all shit until the baby is out. Yep. So I can have a peaceful pregnancy mm-hmm. and not have people harassing me about my God-given right to yep. re-per-fucking-deuce. So, mm-hmm. there's that. On to the next question. Let's see. Would you homeschool your kids if the vaccination is mandated?
Yes.
Yes.
I absolutely would. I've already been, we've talked about it too.
Yeah, we have.
Over the last, 2 years mm-hmm. or whatever. Thankfully,
I feel like we spoke about this before COVID.
We're both blessed in the sense that we could. You make money being... yourself.
Yeah.
And my husband makes enough money where I don't have to work. I could homeschool them. And yeah, I'm just not about it. Luckily, where we live, they're definitely not going to push that on the kids.
Mm-hmm.
But if they did, yeah, I would not, no hesitation, absolutely.
Me too. I'm not anti-vax. I just am not going to put it in my daughter's body.
Right. Yep. Just not that. Nope.
Sorry. All right.
We'd have a little community. And, like, Ashley teaches art on Wednesdays. I teach history on Tuesdays. Yep. Somebody teaches math. We're going to be good to go.
This is a good one. Establishing and maintaining boundaries for yourself with family and friends.
Mm-hmm. So I just posted a little, like, quote thing in my story.
Yeah.
Literally today. And it was like, I'm proud of the woman like that I am. And it was it said like, I set boundaries, this and that. And sometimes I feel like it, like I'm 31 years old. I've been like an air quote adult, for 13,
air quote,
you know,
heavy on the air quote.
Right. Heavy on the air quote for 13 years.
Yeah.
And I really feel like I am just getting into that. Like maybe within the last couple years where I feel like I don't care if you're a family, I don't care if you're friends, I don't care if you're a boss, I don't care who you are, husband included, everybody, mm-hmm. mother included, like, there's I certain will cut shit you off. I'm not gonna deal with, period. Yeah. And I will voice that, and if you don't like it, then you can go, and if you want to fix it, or you see that, oh, you know, I didn't know that even hurt you, or whatever, mm-hmm. whatever, then we can fix it.
Yeah.
But I'm, like, it does take some life experience to get to that point.
Yeah.
I wish that it was just, like, I do feel like probably some people are just born with that. Like, they're just, like, not taking shit from the get-go. Yeah. But it depends on, like, the life that you lived. I watched my mom deal with a lot of shit from my dad and allow things and allow mm-hmm. things and allow things. So I grew up thinking that's, like, normal mm-hmm. love. And not, you know, my dad passed away. Like, it's not, I'm not hating on him. The man's dead. Like, you know, I love him to death. But still, I feel like that formed me to maybe deal with certain things. Like, even with Nick, like, not that he has ever done anything, like, you know, hurt me or, you know, anything crazy. But just with little things, like, I would think, like, oh, it's okay. Like, it's mm-hmm. no big deal. It's not worth the fight.
Yeah.
But sometimes it is worth the fight.
Yeah, it's always worth the fight.
Sometimes, no. Like, I understand pick your battle. Some shit, right. It's not. But when you do feel like in your heart, where I feel like in the beginning of our marriage, I would have just
let it go,
even though I didn't want to. And now, over the last few years, I would say, I don't let it go, and I tell him exactly how I feel. Mm-hmm. And really, I feel like it, given if you have a good man, a lot of good will come from that. Yeah. Even though initially he's going to be like, who are you? Yeah. Like, yeah, what are you, you know, why are you acting this way? Mm-hmm. But eventually, like, he sees, and usually good comes from it, but I feel like you should try your best to speak up when, no matter who it is.
Yeah, for sure.
You know those people, like, in your family world, they'll be like, oh, talk to your so-and-so, your cousin, your auntie, whatever. Mm-hmm. And you'll be like, well, no, they did this, this, and this to mm-hmm. me. And they're like, well, that's family. Well, I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. That's toxic.
And you know what? I feel like I have always been like that.
Yeah.
I feel like I've always been like, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
I will block you. I will stop talking to you. I will cuss you the fuck out. And I don't give a fuck. And I feel like a lot of times people are always looking at me like, damn, you are so, like, rude, or you're so, like, straight to the point, so aggressive. Mm-hmm. But I feel like the thing is that people know what they do.
Yeah.
People know what they do. And what it is they're banking that you don't have the guts mm-hmm. to call mm-hmm. it the fuck out.
Yep.
And then when you do, they play the victim.
Yep. Ugh, the worst.
And
they're
like, oh my God, why are you acting out?
Yeah.
No, motherfucker.
No, you know what you said.
You just poked the bear, and you were anticipating that I tucked my tail.
Right.
And let you roll over me.
Yep.
But the fact that I'm calling it out now makes me the aggressor. Mm-hmm. I don't give a fuck about that shit. That's why I always
say. Girl, call me the aggressor all you want.
I don't give a fuck. I'm going to tell you where you went left so we can go right.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't like what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't, I used to always get messages like, when Bar's mom and I were going through all this shit, people used to always message me and be like, how did you find the courage to just say how you felt? And it's like, granted, I might not always said the best things or the nicest things or dealt with things the best way, but one thing about it, you come for me, you know I'm coming out.
Yeah, you're like, I'll deal with the consequences.
I'm coming out, swinging. Ain't nobody gonna punk me. Ain't nobody gonna put me in a corner. And I didn't realize how powerful that was until I start getting so many messages from girls who are like, this has been going on with me. I'm absolutely uncomfortable in my own house, in my own marriage, yeah. in my own situation. Mm-hmm. And I can't say a word. I don't have the balls to say a word.
Yeah.
And that's misery.
Yeah.
I'd be damned if I'm going to be uncomfortable in my own house.
See, I feel like, so I'm, I feel like we have a very similar, like, personality. And I felt like, even when I was a kid, all the time, I was very, like, aggressive. Yeah. And, like, to the point. And I'm going to tell you, and I'm going to, I'll hate you back, and I'll, whatever. Mm-hmm. Any of that. But I think, like, when I was a kid, people used to kind of, like, look at that as a negative. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, you can't act like that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So then it pushed me to how I was maybe in my late teens to early 20s. Mm-hmm. And eventually, you know, you, like, mm-hmm. oh, hold on. What? No, this isn't me. No, no, I'm not doing this. Yeah. I think they were wrong. Yeah. I think I should have always mm-hmm. been this way, you know? So it's, but some people don't have our personalities and they are more, they're just more,
yeah.
you know, quiet or, and they don't, it's not like.
They don't want confrontation.
Right, non-confrontational. And I get that too. I
understand that, mm-hmm. but when it's too, and listen, I'm not saying you have to be like me and cuss a bitch out.
Right.
Or tell a bitch about herself and, you know, you don't yeah. have to do that. But yeah. you can assert yourself mm-hmm. and you can lay out your boundaries yep. in a non-confrontational
yeah,
way.
Yeah, totally non-confrontational.
All you have to say is, listen, excuse me, I'm not dealing with this. If this is how you're going to deal with me, I'm not going to deal with you. That's not confrontational, baby. Yeah. You want to get mad about that? That is your own confrontation mm-hmm. with yourself within. I'm yep. going to get in my car and get the fuck up out of here. Mm-hmm. So I yeah. feel like maintaining and establishing boundaries is a must. Because number one, I'm a strong, firm believer in the fact that people know what the fuck they do.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't call it out, they'll do it again. They'll do it again in the disguise that they don't know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you call it out, finally, they'll be the victim. And they'll gaslight yep. you. And yep. then you'll feel like, oh, no, 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 no.
Why am I acting this way?
Call that shit out. Put that shit on the table. Yep. Let it be known. Let the chips fall where they may.
The only way I say that they didn't know what they were doing, or not that they didn't know what they were doing. They didn't know that what they did was going to hurt you in that way.
Right.
The only way that you can prove that is if they change their behavior.
But like, if they don't, then they knew what they were doing.
And they meant it.
Yep.
Yep. That means a relationship, a friend. Because I could say something to you and you be stewing on it. And then you tell me, you know what? Mm-hmm. That hurt my feeling. And I'd be like, bitch, I didn't even know. Like, mm-hmm. my bad. So, but if a good friend would be like, okay, I'm not going to do that again. Yeah. That hurt her feelings.
Yeah.
Now, but if
you,
I did.
But you have to have the courage to come right. to me and say, you hurt my feelings.
Yeah.
If you don't have the courage and come to me to say,
then you're gonna keep hurting my feelings.
I'm gonna keep making those jokes. Yep. Whatever hurt your feelings, right. I'm gonna keep doing. Whether it's unbeknownst to me or whether I do know,
yeah,
it's gonna keep being a problem unless you let yep. your boundaries be known. Now, if you say this hurt me and I say okay, and then the next week I make the same joke, you know I knew exactly yep. what the fuck I was doing,
and you didn't give a fuck,
and you know that's your time to get off the train.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. But if I don't do it anymore and you see that that was a genuine exchange,
right.
then you move forward.
Yeah.
But I do find that a lot of the times people know what they do.
Yeah. And I'd say 9 times out of 10.
Yeah, and I'm not saying call it out as in fight them, confront them, be yeah. confrontational, but just call it out as simple as saying, hey, I didn't like that. Mm-hmm. That was funny to me.
Here's what I would say. I feel like don't let anybody use your personality against you, like
yeah.
in the sense of if we're too strong, then go find less.
Yep.
And if you're weak, don't let them prey on yeah. that. Like if you are the non-confrontational person, don't let them like don't have that be a weakness. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Like don't let them just stomp all over you because you know that they know that you're not confrontational.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like you have to set those boundaries no matter how
but
you're
being confrontational and setting boundaries are two separate things.
Yes.
And oftentimes when people gaslight you, they will make you try
make
to feel
you, mm-hmm, like, they're,
like
the same.
They're two of the same, but they are not.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
You can set a boundary in a healthy way.
Yep.
Without being confrontational. And mm-hmm. if the other person wants to get confrontational
that's
at you setting
problem.
A boundary, then they are not somebody that you need to have.
Mm-hmm.
I've learned that I have a very strong personality, and although I'm not ashamed of it, there are situations where I know I'm dealing with softer people, and
right.
so I soften my
you dial
tone.
Back a little
I soften
bit.
My...
Yeah.
Because I know I'm aggressive, and mm-hmm. if I come through with the energy that I want to come through with, all this shit's fucked
yeah.
up. All this
but
shit's
I
over.
Also feel like the people that you want to be around, you will notice that and you will adjust to
yeah.
that.
Like you're like, not like that.
Right. Like, I could say whatever I want. I could joke however I want with
yeah.
you for the most part. And we know we're going to be okay.
Yeah.
But maybe if we have a friend who's not like that,
exactly.
we're probably going to talk a little different to her
yeah.
because we care about her
yeah.
and we know that that would hurt her feelings.
Exactly. I can be like, bitch, fuck you.
Yeah.
Fat whore.
Fat bitch. why are people talking about people's weight? And you're over here calling me names.
I'm just saying.
Okay, next topic.
What do you say about drunk friends who can't handle their liquor but won't stop drinking? Every time we go out, they get too sloppy drunk and we end up babysitting the entire night.
No. Well, I'm 31. I got time for that.
No, girl. I'm 24 and I got time for that. Bitch.
Ebony, if you're listening, we're not talking about you, okay? Absolutely, that was one time.
Not.
That was one
time. And we've all been
sometimes
there.
Sometimes you got to have those nights.
But we're, she's saying...
If that was Ebony every night, every time we went out...
She's saying more than 50% of the times I go out.
No.
This is taking place.
I'd have to really just have like a sit down with her. Because if that's a friend who I actually care... Like, let's say sober. Like, this is my really good friend.
Yeah.
I might have to have a sober sit down and be like, listen, Ashley. Maybe we shouldn't be at this place as often. Like, if you think, if you have a problem, like, I want to be there. I want to work with you.
Right.
But, like, I probably take some videos of this and then show them to them sober and be like, this is how you were acting. And, you know, if we weren't there to babysit you, something bad could have happened to you and it kind of ruined our night and we still want to hang out with you. But, like, you know, we might have to cut you off at, like, a, you know, reasonable.
10 p.m.
We're taking you home. Right. You're out of here.
Yeah, I definitely...
You shouldn't have to babysit an adult, period, in any way.
You shouldn't. I mean, I feel like...
Sometimes you can.
I feel like two sides, because I am the more sober friend of my friends.
Yeah.
So when we go out, usually I'm the driver.
Mm-hmm.
And usually I'm the one that's like, mm-mm, bitch, you're drunk, you gotta leave, let's go.
Yep.
You know?
Yep, yep.
So I don't mind being that person, because I don't... Sometimes I do get drunk.
Yeah.
But normally...
Yeah, I'm like you too. I'm usually like a buzzed at most.
Yeah, normally like I'm still... My antennas are still up. Because I'm always the driver if we go out.
Yeah.
So, or I'm always driving myself. So, usually I'm that person that's sober and it's like, come on, girl. We had enough. Let's go.
Yeah.
But I also don't feel like my friends... If my friends put me in situations to where I was uncomfortable...
Right.
Or they were too drunk to where... It was unsafe, and you know what I mean by unsafe?
Yeah.
Us being girls, being too drunk. If it was like that, and I felt like that, I would be like, listen.
Yeah.
I don't mind you coming out and having a good time, and I love for you to come out and have a good time. But you need to either, one, tell me you have a problem and you can't control yourself,
mm-hmm.
or number two, show us that you have better discipline when you drink with us.
Right.
Because the way that you act, I feel like it's unsafe.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I have, you know, I just, there's too much going on.
Yeah.
I want to have a good time too.
Yeah. Because I see what you're saying. Like, I don't mind. Yeah. Like, because I'm usually the more sober one for sure. And I don't mind that. But the fact that she's even writing that question probably means that it's not like that.
Yeah.
It's probably more of a problem.
Yeah.
Which then I feel like it's just like with the boundaries. You're going to have to put those boundaries up and say, hey, you know, I don't want to do this. It's not my job.
Because if your friend can't go out and get drunk and have a good time and monitor herself, that is her own problem.
Right.
We're adults
here.
I'm assuming you guys are not 17 going to get, I'm assuming we're adults.
Yeah.
And yeah, I would just tell her, like, listen, bitch, you do too much.
Yeah. You got to do less or you can't
do too much, baby. I'm not trying to deal with that tonight. My kids is at home.
Yep.
So if you want to be babysat,
especially now, because I'm like, shit, I'm 31. I got 3 kids. If I'm out on a night, I don't want to be babysitting you because I don't get very many nights. So I'm trying to have fun. If we could go out every night and I had no responsibilities, maybe I wouldn't mind some of my nights being babysitting you. But I only get a couple a month, you know. So I can't be wasting my whole Ebony. It's fine. Okay.
Ebony.
We're going to have her out on the podcast and tell a little story.
Okay. How do you get rid of the dread of feeling forced to go to your in-law's house for the holidays?
Don't go. Yeah, I was going to say, you probably shouldn't be forced to go. And
here's my thing. Excuse me for interrupting you, but
no,
here's my
fine.
Thing. Why is... I get that we all want this big, happy family. But sometimes it's not the case.
Yeah.
Why is there a pressure to deal with your in-laws at all?
Yeah. If you don't, like, if it disturbs your peace to deal with them,
don't deal with
them. Then you shouldn't have to, and your partner should understand. Because if there are legitimate reasons, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, don't deal with them.
Then they should understand why. You know, I don't have, like, I can't even speak out, because I don't have this problem.
But, okay, put it out of in-law terms. Do you do people you don't like?
I don't
had
go
a
to
friend,
people's house that I don't deal.
If I had a friend that you really didn't like, and I was just always like, Jessica, she's having a game night. You need to come.
Yeah.
You need to come.
I'd be like, no, I don't.
You're going to be like,
no, I don't.
I don't like her. Yeah. Girl, I'm not coming. Yeah. At the end of the day, I'm very much the kind of person to where if I don't want to be bothered, baby, I don't want to be bothered. Mm-hmm. And I don't need a rhyme or a reason.
Yep.
I pay my own bills.
Yep.
I don't want to be bothered. And that's for people I like and people I don't like.
Yep.
And I'm very transparent with when I don't want to be bothered and why I don't want to be bothered. And I don't feel like there's anything wrong with that.
Yeah. You shouldn't be made to feel guilty. And somebody, I feel like once you get to a point, because a lot of us, like, grow up. You remember when you're a kid and it's like, hey, you need to go hug all your aunties and uncles and this and that. And you're like, I don't fucking like them. Like, mm-hmm. I don't like one of them. I don't, why are you making me hug them? Or why are you know what I mean? Like, shit like that when you're a kid, it makes you, when you're older, you're like, no, I'm not going to be forced to do anything I don't want to do. And especially how you said, like, I pay my own bills. I pay, you know, nobody does anything for me. I do everything on my own. And I'm not going to be forced to be in a situation that disturbs my peace that I've worked, you know, decades to get.
No. I'm not going to... First of all, this is not high school. I'm not pressed to sit at lunch and mm-hmm. eat with anybody.
Yeah.
I could give a fuck. One thing about me, I will stay in my bed all day and binge watch a Netflix show and I won't even call your ass. That's how much I don't give a fuck. So I am not, I think you're right. As you grow, as you get older, and I'm only 24, but I definitely have grown into the, you know, boundaries.
Yeah.
I don't want to be bothered.
Yep.
I don't want to be bothered. And also, I don't want to explain why.
Yep.
I have the right to not want to be bothered.
Yep.
So, you know what I'm saying? That's just that on that.
Yep.
You have a right to your peace. And if going over and kicking in with somebody on their couch, especially on the holidays, baby, you spend your holidays.
So you want me to ruin my holiday.
Exactly. You want me to ruin my holiday spirit to go sit up in somebody's face that I do not like.
Right. And then if I have to be fake
mm-hmm.
or I have to act like,
and be uncomfortable.
I have to act like, and then I'm going to look like the bitch because mm-hmm. I don't want to be there.
Mm-hmm.
I already told you I didn't want to be here and you made me come, mm-hmm. you know?
I feel like so your significant other should just understand that you don't want to be bothered.
Yep.
And if you want to be bothered, go there and be bothered.
Yep, I'll be right here.
What the fuck? I mean, we are not attached by the hip.
Yep.
You go and do whatever your pretty little heart desires. Me, mm-hmm. I'm going to be at home watching Netflix. Speaking of Netflix.
Have you watched Maid?
No. What is that?
Bitch. It's a limited series.
Okay, hold on.
You're going to watch it when you get home. You're going to binge it.
What's it about?
It's about a maid. It's about
the white lady and the black lady with the black kid, right?
What?
Get Maid.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
The lady and the black kid.
Oh, well, yes, there is a black lady. Yes, she's rich.
And yes.
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 Maybe the kid's not black.
Well, no, the little, no, okay, so it's about the white girl, the her.
Yes, okay.
And she, so, in the very, like, first episode, she's dealing with, like, domestic violence,
mm-hmm.
but it's very, like, it's not like he left bruises on her. It's very, like, emotional and, like, he, like, controls her, yeah. So, yeah. Like, yes, very verbal, like, he's thrown shit across the room and, like, it barely, you know, mm-hmm. like, shit like that. So she gets her kid, they have, like, a 2-year-old little girl, in the middle of the night. They live in, like, a trailer.
Yeah.
He's just, like, whatever, fucking an alcoholic, this and that. So she grabs the kid and goes. And then she ends up, like, in Social Security office. Like, mm-hmm. I don't have any money. I'm nothing. Like, mm-hmm. he doesn't, you know, I don't work because he works and, you know, he controls everything. But I'm trying to get away. So then she ends up, like, at a domestic violence shelter. And she's basically, like, the whole show, I think it's maybe, like, 10 episodes. You'll zoom through it, though. I cried, like, 10 times.
Oh, shit.
And it's about her trying to, like, get her life back and, mm-hmm. like, you know, break away from, like, the control and, like, the financial, like, everything. He controls everything. He knows that he controls everything.
Yeah.
So she ends up, like, going back and, like, I don't want to give anything away, but you need to watch it. It's really, really, really good. Like, very, it's weird because it's relatable. Of course, like, if you've been through anything with domestic violence, you're going to extremely relate to it. But I really haven't, and I still related to it in a sense of being a mother, like, you will literally do anything to, like,
protect your kid.
To protect your kid.
Yeah.
It's a really good show. You need to watch it.
I'm going
to
watch it. Do you have Paramount Plus?
I do.
You need to watch. Have you watched Why Do Women Kill?
No.
Why women kill?
No. Is it because of this? Is it because, like, they're in, like, domestic violence situations and then they just snap, like, snapped?
You need to watch it. It's crazy in a way of, like,
so is it, like, an episode is, like, about one woman? Like, each episode is about, like, somebody who does it? Or is it
No, just... it's a whole, they're all tied together.
Oh, okay, okay.
It's about three, there's three different main stories going on.
Is this true?
No.
Okay, just a...
No, it's a TV fiction. Show. Okay. Yeah. So, it's three stories going on at once. Mm-hmm. And basically, one story is set in, like, 1960, mm-hmm. one story is set in, like, 1980, and then there's one story set in 2019. Mm-hmm. So, they're all a few years apart. And it's... Bitch, every twist, every turn.
Oh my god.
It is. Last night, I started watching it and I watched two seasons.
How 30 minute episodes or hour episodes?
Hold on. Let me look.
How many seasons is there?
I think I watched two seasons because, bitch, it was just rolling. No, I just kept rolling. Going. I didn't get in the bed till 3.
Oh my god.
That's how you're binge lucky I was you're here binging. Right now. No, that's how binge I was binging. Okay.
Paramount Plus. Why women?
Why women kill. There is,
let me see. Oh, 10 episodes each season?
How many seasons is there?
2.
Oh, fuck, I'm just about done.
Uh-oh, better slow down. How long are they? How long is the episodes? I need to know how long it's going to take.
I don't know. It's like 30 minutes? Okay. No, they're long. They're like
45 minutes? Yeah, they're long. Okay, I'll start watching it.
When I tell you it's good, Jess, it's good. It's really good.
So it, like, flashes back and forth. Yeah. Between, like, oh, Katie and the 60s.
But and that. Everything that they're going on is, like...
Relatable.
They all move into the same house. Over the years.
Right.
So that's all I'm going to say.
So, like, one moves out and the other one moves in and
it's... Yeah, but, okay. But instead of showing you like that, it's showing you all three at the same time.
Right, right, right. Like, it'll flash to her in the kitchen mm-hmm, instead of her. Mm-hmm.
And they all go through, like...
The same shit?
You just... No. Yeah. But yes. But no.
Yeah.
Okay, but yes.
I'm going to watch it. It sounds like something I will absolutely
They're all going through some shit that would make them want to kill their husband. Right. I'm just going to tell you that.
All different. Like someone's getting cheated on, someone's getting beat, someone's getting... You're like, I can't say.
No spoilers.
But I'm going to watch it. We'll discuss this next week.
They did a very good job at paying attention to what was taking place in the time frame that they
set. Mm-hmm. So, they did that for a reason.
If it was like... AIDS or if it was like crack or if it was like it all coincided with the show.
Yeah.
So last night my jaw was like on the floor like 10 times. I was like, how the fuck you did it? It's one of those shows
I'm gonna trust you because you told me about Handmaid's Tale and me and Nick Handmaid's Tales.
Handmaid's Tales is off. I think they're coming out with a new one.
No, yeah, they're coming out with a new season.
Handmaid's Tales was off the hook.
Yeah.
When I told you about it, you were like,
Because I literally thought it was set in the old days. Not that that would have, because, like, I don't mind shows like that either, but I think that was, like, what I thought the show was about was not what the show was about.
No.
Like, not even close.
It's that other aspect that you don't anticipate that makes it
honestly, Handmaid's Tale is, like, one of those scary shows, because I feel like scary this could too. Happen.
Yeah.
Like, we're not too far off, I don't think. I saw the clothes at Target, and they look very Handmaid's Tale.
Handmaid's-y.
I'm like, dude, these are Handmaid's dresses.
In black SUVs driving all around. I don't know what the fuck's taking place.
Oh, my God, yeah. Handmaid's Tale is bomb. I hella want to.
Handmaid's Tale is off the hook, so you should watch that
one. Yeah, I'm going to watch it. I'm going to start watching it.
And Nick is.
Will he like it? Like, can he watch it? He likes Handmaid's Tale. Like, really liked Handmaid's Tale.
I think
he can
appreciate it, yeah. It's not like, I mean, it's
the only really shit I would say.
Bar was watching it last night, like, fuck. He's like, babe, shh. Yeah. Did you see that? I'm like, damn.
The only shit Nick won't watch is if it's, like, super girly. So, I feel like
the shit that's going on, I know Nick. Nick's going to be like, what the fuck? But why is she doing that?
Yeah.
What the fuck? It's like one of those stories where, like, if you doze off, you have to remind
it. You missed it.
Because shit is happening back so fast. To back. I'm going to play you the trailer once we're done.
Okay, I'm so excited.
Because you need to... So, it was all over TikTok.
Man.
And I was like...
You know I'm on TikTok.
Let me just give it a try. Yeah. And then I almost didn't watch it because I thought it was set in the old days, too.
But it was like one set in the old days. But yeah, they're all different.
It was all flashing back. So anyways, it was a really good... It's a really good, really, really good show, and I'm pretty much almost done, and I'm pretty much going to cry.
Yeah, because you watched it too fast.
I did. I watched it.
That's what sucks when shows are like that.
And then you zoom through them. 10 seasons. Mm-hmm. Did you ever watch a show called Wayward Pines?
No.
No?
On Netflix?
It was on, like, ABC or something. It was about, like...
Old? Bitch, I don't know what it was like about. In the 2000s? Like, when we were younger?
No.
Recent.
When I was living in Las Vegas. 2016?
Oh.
2016? Not that.
Far. Where was I? I was in the Navy already.
I had kids. Wayward Pines.
I had Aria already.
Well, I mean, it was an adult show. It wasn't a fucking kids show. Wayward
Pines.
It was about, like, the government was, like, kidnapping people telling them
See, this shit, they be showing it to our face. I don't like this.
Yeah, they were telling that the world was over, but really, they were, like, we never really found out if the world was really over. But then, like, they tried to, like, breed humans, and they, like, bred, like, weird things that were, like, terrorizing the town. It was, like, only two.
I hate when they do that.
It was so good. Me and my sister used to have a map, and we used to, like, try to figure out, like... We'd be on the phone during the episodes like, okay, this is the map of Wayward Pines.
Yeah. What's going on here?
How can they get out? It's only one fucking row. It used to be crazy. All so obsessed. It was a good show. Anyways, I think we're out of time.
Are we? Oh, yeah. Man, this one's zoomed by.
Anyways, thanks for listening to us ramble and ramble and ramble about. I hope you had a happy Thanksgiving. I hope that your Christmas tree is up, motherfuckers.
Mine isn't, but it's going to be.
It's gonna be mine isn't either, but it's gonna be in sweet too. And yeah, catch you next week. Bye.
Bye.